Hello, St. Georgians near and far, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. On day 195 of our year of the Bible, and the second day that we're looking at the Song of Songs. I'm also heard in some places as the Song of Solomon. I only have a few minutes, and I want to mention, though, a couple things about the Song of Songs, which I think can help with our reading of it. One of which is that it's very hard to follow the speakers. So different translations have different markings on it. The New International Version, which is not the version that we link to on the page, but the New International Version has the speakers listed. It says she, he, friends. Now that's obviously, extra canonical. That's not in the original literature. Nonetheless, I personally found it extremely helpful to sort of be able to track what was going on. I wondered if you might find it helpful too. The other thing in terms of reading that might be helpful is to know that, or is to think about it not as a single poem, but rather a series of them put together, kind of like the way that Proverbs is like a collection of Proverbs, a collection of collections. Anyway, Song of Songs could be a collection of songs. So you read a section and then you can't figure out how it pertains to the next section. Well, it could just be that it's a different poem that's been put in there. Last thing I want to say is that, there are things in the Song of Songs that you do not expect to see in the Bible, at least not in ways that are commended, to be commended by the Bible. It is a very erotic, there are parts of it that are just sort of like disarmingly erotic. This has always been something that folks have stumbled over, celebrated, or other folks have stumbled over it. I remember hearing at one point that maybe in Calvin's Geneva, there was a rule about during Lent, you couldn't read the Song of Songs, which is kind of a brilliant, I wouldn't go that far, but you understand where it's coming from, and it's kind of funny. The other thing is that since the rabbi, so well before the Christian tradition, the song has always also been read allegorically, which is to say, not only about two individuals who are in love, but also as a story of God's love for Israel, where God is the lover and Israel is the beloved. In the Christian tradition, especially, the patristic authors, the medieval authors, wrote on Song of Songs a lot more than you would expect, or I should say a lot more than I expected. All the big name authors have some kinds of commentaries on Song of Songs because the love, dare we say lust, at times between the lover and the beloved in the song sort of says something, allegorically, analogically, to the desire that God has for Israel. Right, Christians would say that God has for His people. So precisely, if that is true, and if that is the point that you want to make, then you are going to say, what's the most, superlative language of desire that we can use, and it's going to be romantic and it's going to be sexual, even though we might cringe a little bit at using sort of even sexual analogies for God. Nonetheless, that's what they've done. The thing I was interested in is if those analogies were Hebrew as well, were Jewish as well, and the answer is yes. Rabbi Akiba, who's one of the greatest of the commentators on the scriptures, considered Song of Songs to be sort of the highest example of God's communication in the Hebrew Bible, which is, I mean, it's just a fascinating statement. So I've chosen Song of Songs to be the occasion for getting back into these little reflections that I have, partly for this reason. I knew it was important in a way, and I knew that I didn't have much experience with it, Song of Songs. I mean, Lent, Holy Week, and Easter got in the way, but we're back. We're looking next at Isaiah, sometimes called the fifth gospel. And I look forward to doing it. Anyway, let us pray. O God, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, amen. Thanks very much. I'll talk to you tomorrow.